Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, you'll learn the key to intimacy with God.
I'm convinced that so many people who truly are born again, they know the Lord, but they don't have a close, intimate relationship with the Lord. Why is that? What's going on there? Let me tell you something. The Bible says of God that He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Wouldn't it be great if you could be close, intimate friends with the God who spoke the worlds into existence? Wouldn't you love to have a friend like that who's not just your friend, but He is your best friend?
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and today an inspiring message called The Key to Intimacy with God. It's from the series Roller Coaster, Facing the Ups and Downs of Life, that we've been in all this month and will continue to do so for the next couple of weeks. Now, Pastor, for those who may have just joined us, catch us up. What is the Roller Coaster series all about?
Well, Larry, the Roller Coaster series is a series on the Psalms, on selected Psalms. And I've always loved the book of Psalms because Psalms is so true to life. It's just so raw. It just shows what the human emotion really is like when you go through times of exhilaration and times of darkness and terror and where are you, God? And, you know, so many of the Psalms were written by David, and David just pours it out there. He just lets you see what life was like for him and the struggles that he had with his emotions. But in all his struggles, he knew that God was faithful to him and God was going to be there for him, and he was never going to leave him and never going to forsake him. Even at times, it felt like God was far away from him. And so I hope that our listeners will be encouraged by these messages, will see their own struggles through the life of David and the psalmists, other psalmists, and just know that there is an answer for them. And the Lord is near even when he feels far off, and God is faithful, and God does come through, and we can trust him because he is a God who is always on time, never late, never in a hurry, always on time, and he's totally and completely trustworthy.
Well, today we're going to learn how to have the most trustworthy friend in Jesus. Now, if you miss any of these lessons once they air, you can go back and listen again at fromhisheart.org. Click the On Radio tab. But right now, open your Bible to Psalm 62. Here's Pastor Jeff to reveal the key to intimacy with God.
When Debbie and I first got married, we got married March of 1986. We went on our honeymoon. We actually got two honeymoons. We went to Galveston for a couple days right after we got married, and then Debbie had to go back and teach school for 1 week, and then she had spring break, so we went on our bigger honeymoon after a week of being married. And after about 3 months of being married, my parents had a condo on Lake Conroe. And they gave us the key and said, here, go to the lake for a little getaway weekend. And so I was pretty excited. And so finished up work on Friday, and we got our suitcases packed, and we drove out. It was about 45 minutes to get from our apartment to the condo at Lake Conroe. And when we got there, so excited, it dawned on me, I forgot the key. That's a bad feeling when you forgot the key, because it's not like somebody else has the key. This is a condominium, and I had to drive all the way back 45 minutes to get the key and drive another 45 minutes. And so the exciting weekend started out a little rocky because Debbie was kind, but she wasn't too nice about her new husband being such a forgetful dope. But, you know, it's really important to remember the key. We want to talk today on this subject, the key to intimacy with God. I'm convinced that so many people who truly are born again, they have given their hearts and lives to Christ, They know the Lord, but they don't have a close, intimate relationship with the Lord. There's just some distance there. And, you know, they come to church and they say their prayers and they read their Bible, but there's just not the close connection with God. Now, why is that? What's going on there? Well, let me tell you something. The Bible says of God that he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Wouldn't it be great if you could be best friends with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Wouldn't it be awesome if you could be close, intimate friends with the God who spoke the worlds into existence? Wouldn't you love to have a friend like that who's not just your friend, but he is your best friend? The Lord doesn't have any favorites, but he does have intimates. And you can be an intimate, and I can be an intimate. And the Lord wants us to be close to him. So we want to look today at Psalm 62, a psalm of David. Now, David was a man who was very intimate with the Lord. He had that close relationship with God. He's the only person in the Bible to be described this way, a man after God's own heart. That's a pretty cool moniker to have that title. Who are you, David? I'm a man after God's own heart. How did David become a man after God's own heart? He grew very close and very intimately acquainted with God. He tells us in Psalm 62, he gives us the key to becoming close best friends with God, to becoming intimate with God. Now, he wrote Psalm 62. We're not 100% sure what was going on, but many Bible commentators believe that he wrote this psalm when he was being chased from the kingdom by his own son, Absalom. If you remember the story, David's third-born son, Absalom, after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba and brought devastation into his own family, after that sin, there was rape in David's family. David's oldest son raped one of his daughters. He raped his half-sister, and that half-sister, Tamar, was Absalom's full-blooded sister. And Absalom began to hate the brother who, Amnon was his name, who raped his sister. And Absalom ended up killing his brother Amnon. And things just started spiraling out of control in David's family to the point where Absalom went against his father to take away the kingdom from his father. And David found himself on the run. You know, David's life was kind of a story of being on the run because early in his life, King Saul was always trying to kill him. And so David went from about the time he was 20 until he was 30 on the run from Saul. And now here he is established as king, and he has to take flight again because his own son is coming to kill him. David writes this, "My soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you assail a man that you may murder him, all of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? They have counseled only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. Selah. My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Men of low degree are only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than breath. Do not trust in oppression, and do not vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and loving kindness is thine, O Lord, for thou dost recompense a man according to his work." What is the key to an intimate, close relationship with God? I want to share with you the key, and it comes in two parts. This is very, very simple, but it's very, very profound. And if you will insert the key in the door, so to speak, you will enter into a deeper relationship with the Lord than you've ever experienced before. What is the key? Part one, the key to intimacy with God is time with God. Time with God. David was facing danger. His third-born son, Absalom, coming to Jerusalem, coming to kill him. David had to leave, had to flee. If you read the story about David leaving Jerusalem, he leaves the city barefoot. He leaves the city weeping as he goes out to escape his son. Can you imagine your son coming to kill you, coming to steal the kingdom away from you? It's horrible. And so David, in the midst of his danger, in the midst of trouble, he takes time to linger in God's presence. He takes time to be with the Lord. You may have heard it said, kids spell love, T-I-M-E. Kids don't want things from their parents as much as they want their parents, as much as they want time with their parents. Well, God wants time with his children. God wants time with you. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords wants to spend time with you. And David here is spending time with God. Look at verse 1 again. My soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. And then verse 5, my soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. When it says in verse 5 to wait in silence for God, that means to be still, to quit moving, to quit squirming, to just be still. My soul, be still as I wait for the Lord. You know, that famous verse, Psalm 46, verse 10 in the King James says, be still and know that I am God. Cease striving, let go, just relax and know that I am God. My soul, relax, quit moving, quit squirming, just be still for God. Now we call that in the Christian life, this time where you come before the Lord and you're just still and quiet, we call that a quiet time. It's quiet time before the Lord. This time that we have together to worship, that's called corporate time. We come together as the church to worship the Lord, to praise the Lord, to sing his praises, to study his word. That's critical time. That's important time. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. And in the days in which we live, boy, people really need to be coming to church because the Lord is coming soon and we need to encourage one another day after day as long as it is still called today. We need corporate time, time with one another, and then we need quiet time, alone time, just you and God. Just you and God. That is critical. Now, when you come before the Lord in quiet time, to hear from God, to read his word. That's how you hear from God. God speaks primarily through his word. When we pray, that's how we talk to God. And there's a conversation going on. There's some key things that God is looking for. Key things that you can give him. First of all, you can give him your undivided attention. I come before the Lord to have time with the Lord. And what does God want from me? He wants my undivided attention. He wants my full attention. You know, we don't like it when we're trying to talk to somebody and they're multitasking. My wife hates it when she's trying to talk to me and I'm trying to listen while I read email, while I watch TV, while I pull out my phone. Have you noticed how these things can be such a distraction? I mean, they go off all the time. Every time you get a text message, ding! You get somebody does something on Facebook, they send you a message, bing, it's just going off all the time. Debbie just, she goes bonkers when she starts hearing this thing bing, and she just immediately has to turn it off. I can't stand to hear it bing, because this bings, and then your iPad bings, and they go back and forth, they're just binging all the time. And so she just wants, when she's talking to me, put everything down. And she has a sixth sense. She gets this from the Lord. If I'm calling her from the church, from my office at the church, and I'll call her and I'll ask her about this or that during the day, and she'll start explaining something that I asked her about, she knows if I'm reading a letter or if I'm reading an email or something like that. It's just like she waits, and if there's too long a pause, she knows you're not really in the conversation. So she'd be like, are you reading your email? I plead the fifth on grounds that it might incriminate me. I don't want to answer that. Why are you asking me that? Maybe. Let's just move on, you know? But listen, God knows when you're multitasking and you're coming into his presence and you're reading other things and you're just kind of giving him one eye and you got the other eye on all the other things. And the Lord's like, you know what? We're not really going to get close here when you're so distracted. I need your undivided attention. It says in Psalm 123, verses 1 and 2, O Lord and our God, our Lord and our God, I turn my eyes to you on your throne in heaven. Servants look to their master, but we will look to you until you have mercy on us. We're going to look to you. It says in Hebrews that we're to be fixing our eyes on the author and perfecter of faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means to set your eyes on him and don't look at anything else. You just keep your eyes on him. Jehoshaphat, when he was facing all the armies coming against him to wipe out Jerusalem, he said, God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. God wants your undivided attention. When you have quiet time, have undivided attention given to God. Secondly, you want to have not only undivided attention, but God wants you to give him your unhurried attention. My soul, wait in silence for God only. Wait for God. See, it's quiet time, it's still time, and it's waiting time. We don't like to wait. Who in here enjoys waiting? Anybody like to wait? Say, oh, you know, I love going to the doctor where you have to wait for hours. That's just so fun. Nobody likes to wait. And when we set a doctor's appointment, you know, we just expect, hey, I'm here. It's 2 o'clock. He's got other people he's got to see, you know, and sometimes it's hard for the doctors because they have cases that go over, you know, contrary to what some people think, those guys are busy and those ladies are busy and they are taking care of people and saving lives. And so sometimes you have to wait on them and we don't like to wait. We don't like to wait on God. And it's not that God is too busy and God's saying, hey, I got tons of stuff to do. I got this thing is going on in the Middle East and you're just going to have to wait. You know, it's like going to the emergency room. It's like, what do you have? Oh, you cut your toe? Well, this guy's got a heart attack going on. And so you're low on the totem pole. It's not like that with God. But God still has us wait for him. And you're like, yeah, why is that? I mean, if he's God, why do I have to wait? Why am I always waiting on God? Why is God so slow? You ever thought that? Probably don't verbalize it, but you probably thought it. We have to wait on God because God is working on us. And so much of the time we want God to do, and God says, well, you know, I can't do that because you're not ready for me to do that. And the things you're asking me to do, you're not ready for. And I'm working something great in you, and it's not done yet. And so really, well, we could really speed this up if you would start growing more. And so we're waiting on God. God's waiting on us. And it takes time. As I've shared with you before, it takes time for God to do something great in our lives. David, as we have said in this series, David, who wrote nearly half of the Psalms, David was promised the kingdom when he was just a kid, 12, 13, 14 years old. Didn't become king of all Israel till he was 37. It took time. God was growing him. And God was working in him. And David could have said, Lord, I'm 15 now. I'm ready to take the kingdom. No, you're not, David. You're not ready. I got to work through you. And I got to put you in some hard times and some tough times. I got to put you in the fire so in the fire you can grow and we can skim off the scum and the dross out of your life. The Bible says, take away the dross from the silver and there comes out a vessel for the smith. And God was working that in David's life and he was skimming off the impurities so David would be a good king, a godly king. Joseph in the Old Testament was a man whom God gave a dream to, that all his brothers were going to bow down to him. Joseph was 17 when he had that dream. And it was 20-something years before that dream came to fruition. Joseph went from 17 to 30, and he spent those 13 years as either a slave in Egypt or a prisoner in Egypt because his master Potiphar's wife, claimed to her husband Potiphar that Joseph tried to rape her, which was a lie. But that ended up getting Joseph put in prison in a slimy pit. And he spent years there. Oh, God, why am I having to wait on you? It's because I'm working on you, Joseph. I'm getting ready to elevate you to the number two man in all of Egypt, but there's still some impurity I gotta skim off of your life, and you're not ready yet. Joseph enjoyed being prime minister of Egypt for 80 years, but he spent 13 years in the waiting room. Hey, give God your undivided attention. Give God your unhurried attention. Because when we hurry in the presence of God, we miss out on so much because God knows, hey, you must have something more important than me. I'm the king of the universe, and I guess you found something more important than me. I guess something on Facebook is more important than me, God says. Well, nothing is more important than God, but we act like it in the way we treat God. Unhurried time, and then give him your undaunted time. Undaunted time. You say, Jeff, what is undaunted time? The word undaunted means this: not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. David had confidence in God, that God was going to see him through even this terrible, horrible situation with his son Absalom coming to kill him. Look at verse 5 again. My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God my salvation and my glory rest, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. David had confidence. He was undaunted in giving his attention to God. It's like, God, all these bad things are happening to me, but I trust you. You only are my rock. You only are the God who is going to deliver me. And I look to you, and I trust you. He says in Psalm 138, oh Lord, you will accomplish what concerns me. And so David was able to just rest and wait patiently for the Lord. What's the key to intimacy with God? Time with God.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And as we've learned today, David surely had a confidence in the Lord that was not discouraged by his difficulty, danger, or disappointment. Do you have such a confidence in God? It all begins by having quality time with the Lord, which starts with prayer. That is the key to intimacy with God. And that's the title of the lesson today. Now, wouldn't we all like a friend who will listen to all of our cares and laugh with us in the good times, comfort us in the hard times, and love us despite all of our faults? Well, of course we would. That's why today's message was so timely and practical for just about everybody. This series of lessons that we're in now is based on special passages found in the book of Psalms. It shows us how to find that intimacy with God, especially when we're going through tough times, even desperate times. This 8-message series is entitled Roller Coaster, Facing the Ups and Downs of Life, and it's our gift of thanks to you for your support this month of any amount to the ongoing outreach of From His Heart. From His Heart began as a broadcast ministry in 2005 to reach the world with the good news, on radio, television, and online. And that is a wise investment for you to make, for sure, to join with us to share this word. So to make your gift today, simply go to fromhisheart.org or call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-402-4253, and mention the series Roller Coaster when you make your gift. It's available on CDs, DVDs, MP3 download, or USB flash drive. Well, thank you for joining us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, inviting you to be here tomorrow for more insight about how to enjoy and live in an intimate relationship with God on Wednesday, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more at fromhisheart.org.